Ellen G. White Statements Related to the Observance of Christmas and Holiday Gifts. Chapter 4. Substitute Innocent Pleasures for Sinful Amusements. Youth cannot be made as sedate and grave as old age, the child as sober as the sire. While sinful amusements are condemned, as they should be, let parents, teachers, and guardians of youth provide in their stead innocent pleasures which shall not taint or corrupt the morals. Do not bind down the young to rigid rules and restraints that will lead them to feel themselves oppressed and to break over and rush into paths of folly and destruction. With a firm, kindly, considerate hand, hold the lines of government, guiding and controlling their minds and purposes, yet so gently, so wisely, so lovingly, that they still will know that you have their best good in view. How many parents are lamenting the fact that they cannot keep their children at home, that they have no love for home? At an early age, they have a desire for the company of strangers, and as soon as they are old enough, they break away from that which appears to them to be bondage and unreasonable restraint, and will neither heed a mother's prayers nor a father's counsels. Investigation would generally reveal that the sin lay at the door of the parents. They have not made home what it ought to be, attractive, pleasant, radiant with the sunshine of kind words, pleasant looks, and true love. The secret of saving your children lies in making your home lovely and attractive. Indulgence in parents will not bind the children to God nor to home, but a firm, godly influence to properly train and educate the mind would save many children from ruin.